Concerning the two dots at the top of Dalet and Aleph, here the Gemara is discussing the fact that in the Mishnah, there were two exceptions to the rule about a mincha that was brought lo lishma. When it comes to mincha lo lishma, we said the mincha is kshera, aval lo alu de balim. Does not discharge the obligation of the balim. The two exceptions that ruled were the minchat choteh and the minchat kinaot, where if you did a lo lishma, they were psulot. So Gemara says, bishlama minchat choteh chatat kariya rachmana. I understand why the minchat choteh is a problem when you do a lo lishma, because it is a chatat. And we know the din of a chatat, which is that a chatat, a lo lishma, is psula. It says, lo yasim aleha shemen, velo ten aleha levona, ki chatat hi. In the description of the chatat, the minchat choteh, it says that you're not allowed to put, it's a minchat chariva, it's a dry mincha, you're not allowed to put shemen on it, you don't put on levona, ki chatat hi. Ela minchat kinaot minolan. How do I know the minchat kinaot, the mincha of the sota for the birur, whether she is a sota or not, how do I know that that is in the same category as a chatat? The tani tana kamei de Rav Nachman, minchat kinaot motra nidava. If you have leftover money which was designated to purchase a minchat kinaot, motra, that leftover nidava goes to the Kate's Mizbeach, goes to use for a lot on the Mizbeach. Samalei Shapir Kamart, the one who presented this before Rav Nachman, Nachman says that makes a lot of sense, because it says, Maskeret Avon Ktivba. When it comes to the Minchat Sota, it says it's a Maskeret Avon. Uvichatat Ktiv. And by the Chatat it says, Va'ota Natan Lachem Lasetet Avon Ha'eda. So you have here a Gezerah Shava of Avon, Avon. Machatat Motra Nidava. We've seen this before, that when it comes to a chatat, if one had taken out extra money, designated monies to purchase a chatat, and it was in excess of what he needed, the leftovers go to nidava. Again, the leftovers are given to kids mizbeach, are used for a lot in the mikdash. Af min chat kinaot, motra nidava. So based on that gzeirah shava, between the chatat and the minchat kinaot, minchat of the soda, we say, just like the motra, the leftovers of the chatat, go towards a nidava, so too by the minchat kinaot. Uke chatat. An additional item, machatat psula shlo lishma, af minchat kinaot psula shlo lishma. And that's the limud that we're looking for, which is how do we know that a minchat kinaot has the same status as a chatat, and if you do a lo lishma, that it's psula. Here it is, this is a gzeir shava of avon avon. Elamiato. So we're going to say, well, if that's the case, asham yehe pasul shlo lishma. Then an asham should also have a problem when you do a lo lishma. The gamar, avon, avon mechatat. We can learn out a similar type of gzeir shava when it comes to the asham, because the term avon is used, we just saw before, by the chatat, and by the asham itself it's also used, because it says v'lo yada v'ashem v'nasa avono. So you have the word avono and avon. So when it says danim avon me'avon, v'in danim avono me'avon, you have two different words. One is avon, maskirat avon that we're using by the chatat, and lasedet avon ha'ida, which were the two chataot and the minchat kinaot. Whereas here, by the asham, we use the term benasa avono. So avono is not the same word as avon. Where it says, my nafkamina. One little vav makes a difference. Ba'atana tebe Rabbi Shmuel. This is the always quoted, often quoted, always quoted. It's coming up soon. We're going to have it in Pasha Shavua. It's a vishava koein uva koein. It's oi shivazu ibiya. It's a gzer shava that's used by the mitzorah or tzarat to determine how many times or how many weeks you have to do of hezker. And there, the Gemara makes a, or Tana tebe Rabbi Shmuel makes a gzer shava v'shav uva. Even though shav and var are totally different words, nevertheless, they make them into a single gzer shava, as Rashi explains over here. Afagav lo domu atevot hol v'shneim lashon bi'at habayit. Both of them are referencing coming to the house. The question is it the vow coming to the house or the shava coming to the house? But both of them are talking about going to the house. So therefore we have a gzer shava, I would say it's a qualitative gzer shava, which is that even though the words don't match exactly, their meaning is similar, and therefore we say they are gzer shava. But over there it's shav and vah. You're going to complain about avon and avono, that's much closer. Va'od, the gamer avono, avono. And if you want to even take it one step further, I have an avono that's also found by the chatat, the shmiat kol. The chatat deliver your aid that we have by the shmiat kol, the chtiv, imlo, yagid, v'nasa, avono. Yagid, v'nasa, avono. Now I have the avono been by the chatat, and I have the avono by the asham. If I put them together, I have a gzereshava that would teach me the same thing by asham. Ela, ki gamre gzereshava lemotar nedavahu de gamre. Now the gzereshava is limited in teaching us what the leftovers, what you do with the leftovers. The leftovers by the chatat, you'll give them to the kids. Mizbeach will be made into olot. The leftovers of the minchat kenot will also be given to the Mizbeach, become olot, and that will be true by an Hashem as well. The leftovers by an Hashem can be brought as an olah. V'chiteima. So now what are you going to say? Ein gzeirah shava lemechsa. Wait a minute. How could you do that? When you have a gzeirah shava, it's all or nothing. The gzeirah shava tells everything. We learn everything from back and forth between them. We can't learn half a din, some din. That we don't do. Gzeirah shava means that now we can apply all the rules that we're looking for. We get from this gzeirah shava. You're now attempting to say that the gzeirah shava is only good enough to teach us about the motar that's left over of the chatat, the motar kenaot, the motar asham, but it's not good enough to teach us about the fact that we do lo lishma. That is problematic. How could you just do that? The Gemara says goli rachmana gabei chatat. Now by chatat there's a specific ribuy, which is it says b'shachat otal chatat otal lishma k'sheira shlo lishma psula. By the chatat, it's true that if you shachat otal chatat, that chatat, if you do lishma k'sheira shlo lishma psula, but kol kodeshim ben lishmam ben shlo lishman k'sherim. Doesn't matter whether it's lishma lo shema, it is kasher. So that means that you can't have this because now we're back into business here. By other things, it doesn't apply. This idea that you can extend the lo lishma to other karbanot is not true because we have a miut by the chatat, and the miut by chatat is this chatat that is pasul, and nothing else is psula. Now you're saying, okay, I'm limiting the gzeirah shava to dealing with just the issue of motra of leftovers. That's where leftover kamincha kanot. That's a leftover asham. That's a leftover chatat. I'm not going to learn anything about lishma from here. You're going to say, well, that's a chatzi gzeirah shava. You can't do that. No, we have a specific pasuk that tells us that there's a miut that only applies to chatot. Only applies to the chatot, but these are chatat behema. It only applies to them that you have this idea of lo lishma, and therefore I won't learn it from the gzeirah shava because the pasuk tells me don't learn it. Well, if you do that, we're back to step one, which is what do we do with ela minchat choteh minchat kanot the psulim shlo lishma minolan? Then where do we know those from? Meaning that if you already reset the whole thing, that the only place where I have a limud of chatat lo lishma is by chatat behema, I can't extend it through the gzeirah shava. How do I learn it? By the minchat chatat and the minchat kanot. So my answer is up. Chatat taimamai mishum tichti bahi. What's the reason by the chatat itself? We're talking about the chatat behema. How do you know that it's me'akev? How do we know lo lishma is problematic? Because by the chatat anasi it says chatat hi. So over there we said that it's le'akev and kol chataot have a hekesh achad l'sheni because zot torat chatat. So we know the base fact that lo lishma is problematic. Lor lechatchila it should be done lishma. We learn out of shlamim and we learn that out of the hekesh of zot torah that all karbanot are the same and have this base need or necessity to have lishma. How do we know it's me'akev by the chatat? That we have chatat hi. Hi means that it's me'akev. So now if it's me'akev, I have that by the chatat be'ima. You know what? I also have that over here. By the minchat chatat, I also have that terminology used. And since it's used over here, now I have a mi'ut. As it says, we had this before, because it says, by the minchat chatat, lo sim alei shemen, v'leten alei ki chatat hi. Shum dichiv ba hi, hachanami ketiv bu hi. So we have, just like it's written hi by the chatat be'ima, by the nasi, the chatat nasi, so too over here, by the chatat, minchat chatat, we also have the word hi. And by the minchat kinaot, it says, v'hemira kohen et ha'isha lifnei Hashem, parat rosh ha'isha v'natan al kaper en mitchat hazikaron, minchat kinaot hi, uviyad ha'kohen yu me'amarim ha'marim. So you have the same type of miut found by the minchat kinaot that you have by the minchat chatat. Where it says, Hashem nami, ha'aktiv behu. It says, by the Hashem, we also have the word hu that is used, which it says, v'ktir ota kohen ha'mizbecha, ishe le'Hashem, Hashem hu. So you have the word, if he is a miut, then who is a miut also? So why don't you say the same thing by the Hashem, that the lishma will be me'akev. Over there it says, Hashem hu, but in the context, look at the context of the pasuk, and this is going to be the answer of the Gemara. It says, v'ktir otam, ha'kohen ha'mizbecha. What's the otam that they're talking about there? V'ktir otam are the chalavim, the fats of the Hashem that go on the mizbech, you're placing on the mizbech, yishel Hashem, Hashem hu. So now, what is it saying about that we're being me'akev? What we're talking about me'akev here is about the haktarat chalavim, and this is the Gemara's answer. It says, Ha'uhu, lachar haktarat emurim hu dichtiv. That's talking about after the placement of the emurim. Kedetanya, aval Hashem lo ne'amar bahu, elo lachar haktarat emurim. Hu atzmo shlo hukturu emurav. What happens if the karban, you never put the emurim on the mizbeach? Kasher, because what's the ikar kapara? Is the zrikat adam. So since the zrikat adam is the ikar kapara, and you're talking about something post zrikat adam, the haktarat emurim are not me'akev. So sure, you put the hu there. What does the hu do for you? Does it me'akev? It can't be me'akev. The item itself, if you didn't do it even at all, is not me'akev. How can you suggest that the hu is telling you it's me'akev? But the hu lamali. Then what do you do with this hu? Look at the Ravuna damarav. Asham shnitak l'ri'iyah. and a sham that it has one of the five chataot would be meitot. For instance, the balim die. If you have, it was lost, and they have another one. In those cases, the asham goes out, the riyah, goes out to graze until it gets a blemish, and then you redeem it and you bring an olah with it. Here, an asham shenitak the riyah was sent out to graze, but never got a mum yet. V'shachato stam. And then you shecht it without anything, kasher. Mikasher l'shum olah. It is kasher as an olah. Nitakin, only if it was put out to graze. Lo nitak lo. But if it was not put out to graze, not. Why? Because I'm a krahu, b'abiyotodiyehei. It remains an asham until it's put out to graze. So the stam condition of this animal is an asham because of the word who, until it's put out to graze. Once it's put out to graze, then that name is dropped from it. Now, l'chatchili, you have to wait for a blemish. You have to wait for a mum. You redeem it, and then you bring the olah. But if someone just came along and shechted its stam before it had a blemish, what would we say about it? We call it an olah because it was nitak liriyah. Nitak liriyah, you have to remove the shem asham from it. You remove the shem asham from it either by specifying it's an olah, even before it was nitak, you say it was specifically for an olah, or after it's nitak, the sending out to graze is the removal of the name asham from it. It makes it into a stam olah at that point in time. The Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, does not have the girsa like we have in our Gemara, which is nitak in, lo nitak lo. The Tosos, a large Tosos here, asks a number of questions about this, and he says, and the Rabbeinu Tam believes, that nitak the riyah is only a din derabonon. So what does that have anything to do with the pasuk? Rather, Rabbeinu Tam says that is the halacha l'moshe misinai. We have halacha l'moshe misinai, that chamesh chataot meitot, and those same five issues by an asham, yireyad shistev, goes out and grazes until it gets a mum, and then it's brought as an olah. On that, the Gemara here says who behaviyato yehei, that what the end game for this asham is to be an olah. So since the end game is an olah, if you shecht it stam in the beginning, it's an olah even before it goes out to graze, even before it gets a mum, because that's the end game. So now basically you have a pasuk that's addressing halacha l'moshe misinai, and those says we do find other places like that in Shas, that here we have a pasuk which is defining for us or telling us what to do at halacha l'moshe misinai, that an asham or these five ashamot that are yirei achi yistehiv, if they are shecht it stam, since in the end they will be olot. Therefore, b'habiyato yehei, what they will be in the end is what they are now. If you shecht them and bring them as an olah, it will be a good olah. The reason we don't do that is gzerat chachamim, and that's where all these other things about nitak and riyah and the mum comes into play. But mi'ikar adin d'oraita, the din is that it goes for an olah, and that's what we use the word who for, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, Amar Rav. Rav makes a statement here, which is going to take us through the rest of the daf today. Minchata omer, shikamtsa shalo lishma. Minchata omer is one of the menachot that we discussed on Friday, Erev Shabbos, when we discuss all the different menachot they do. What? Menachat Omer is one that's brought by the Tzibur on the 16th of Nisan. So if he did a kmitzah shelo lishma, psula. Huyo uvat hatir. The whole purpose of the Menachat Omer is the hatir at the chadash, and it's not going to work. Velo hitira. Its whole purpose is to be matir, and it's not doing its purpose. It's not doing its purpose, it's got to be psula. Mechinat Omer, and you find a similar thing by the Asham Nazir and the Asham Mitzora. Because the Asham Nazir is brought for a Nazir Tameh, and the Asham Nazir is what allows him to begin the new count. So there is a machshir. It's not a kapara, but rather a machshir. And the same thing with the Asham Mitzora. The Asham Mitzora is what allows him to come back into the machaneh. So it's also a machshir. So it says, Shashaklan Shlo Lishman, if you do an Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzora Lo Lishma, psulim. Ho, huval achshir, velo hichshiro. They come to be machshir, and they didn't accomplish what they're set out to do. They're not a korban that is brought for kapara. They're not a stam korban. They have a very specific mission. That mission is to be makshir. If that mission fails, they're not a good korban. Same thing as the omer. The omer is to be matir. Then, if it fails to be matir, then also it is not a kosher korban minchas.
How do we know that when you don't have kavana for these things?
So lo lishma. If you do lo lishma, we know. What's the best scenario in lo lishma? The Mishnah tells us. What's the best scenario?
For an olah.
They don't, that they are kasher, but the lo alula balim. So they don't work. They're going to be makshir matir if they're alula balim. But the question of the Gemara is going to be right now is, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah only excludes two minachot, and here you're bringing up a few more here. That's the Mishnah. It's not. Kol minachot shniktzmush nik mitzu shlo lishman kshirot ela shlo alula balim l'shem chuba. Chutz. What is it? It's ela. Chutz v'minchat chote u'minchat. Kenot, Vimit, if you're right, Leninami Chutz Minchat Omer. Why isn't that listed amongst the other things? Where it says, Kitkatani, our Mishnah is only enumerating Ba Yachid, the things that come by a Yachid or brought by Yachid. This is Ba'a Sibur, Loktani. Minchat Omer, which is a Minchat Hatzibur, that's not written. Kitani Ba Bichlal Atzma. What our Mishnah is talking about are cases of Minachot that are brought in and of themselves. They're an independent Korban. Ba Bichlal Zebach, when it comes to the Minchat Omer, that's brought along with Behemoth. It's a attached to a Korban Omer that comes with it. That's not written in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is discussing minachot that do not have a fixed time to be brought. But fixed things that were brought with a fixed time, which is the Minchat Omer, is always brought on the 16th of Nisan. That's not discussing. But basically, the list of the items here are that those are not minachot, those are shemot. The Gemara is going to deal with that in a second, but those are shemot. That's not going to be addressed in our Mishnah. The Gemara has a question from Zvachim about that. Right? Now we quoted the Mishnah from Minachot to question the Minchat Omer. What's the Gemara going to do next? It's going to be the Mishnah from Zvachim and tells us the same problem. But why aren't they mentioned there in the first Mishnah in Zvachim? But the basic point is here that our Mishnah is not addressing Minchat Omer. In Ochanami, it is problematic. But our Mishnah is just dealing with Karbanei Nidava of the Yachid or Karbanei Chuva of the Yachid that are not Kavulahem Zman. That's what it's dealing with. And Minchat Omer just doesn't fit into that category. In Ochanami, it has the same din, but it just doesn't fit in there. So now, Balmamar, V'chein ata omer v'sham nazir v'sham mitzo, Rosh Hashachtan shalo yishman psulim, ho volo akshir v'lo yichshiro. So David's question is, Zan, kol hazvachim sheshachtan shalo yishman kshirim, ela shalo alu lebalim l'shum chobah chutz, mi Pesach v'chatat. The only two exceptions to that rule were the Pesach and the Chatat. Where's Hashem Nazir, Hashem Mitzorah? I don't see them in there. V'miti. It's true. Litnei nami, chutz mi Hashem Nazir v'Hashem Mitzorah, de bolo akshir v'lo yichshiro. We had them in there. It says, given to ika Hashem gzilot, v'Hashem mi'ilot dilechapara atu. We have other types of Hashemot that are coming for kapara, including Hashem gzilot and Hashem mi'ilot. Hashem gzilot is when someone denies through a shvu'ah owing money. And then Hashem mi'ilot is if someone gets hanoah from hektesh v'shogeg, dilechapara atu, they're coming to be mechaper, lo psikale. It's not definitive. Not all Hashemot have the same din. So Mar says, okay, wait a minute. Mashna Hashem Nazir v'Hashem Zora. They can't just write Hashemot. Because they're different dinim in Hashemot, the Mishnah wants to give clear-cut rules, easy, straightforward rules, which is, chutz mi all chataot, all psachim, they're like this way. Mishnah is giving rules that are obvious for a single category of karban, that's what they're dealing with. Here we have a division of a karban, and some Hashemot are this way, some Hashemot are that way, the Mishnah is not addressing that type of situation. Maishna Hashem Nazir, Hashem Mitzorah, de bolo achshir, velo ichshiro, haninami, bolo chaparo, velo kipro. What is so special about being machshir that if it fails to be machshir, you drop the korban? Well, say the thing by Hashem gzilot, Hashem ilot, they're coming to be mechaper. They fail to be mechaper. They're not doing their job. Pasul, why is it? What is so good about that you're talking about machshir that if you fail in the hachshara that we say drop the korban? Whereas when you have kapara and you fail the kapara, we don't say drop the korban. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu matzinu shechalek kakatuv ben mechaprim u ben machshirim. We found that the pasuk tells us or teaches us Mechaprim can be brought after the death of an individual, whereas machshirim cannot be brought after the death of an individual. The Tanan, we've seen this in Zvachim. Haisha she'aviyah chatata umeita. It's talking about a woman who was a yoledet. She is chayevet to bring both an olah and a chatat. If she, prior to her death, brought her chatata umeita, yaviu yoshim olata. Then the yoshim bring the Ola on her behalf. Olata, if she had time to bring the Ola, Umeita, and then she was Nifteret, Lo Yavia Yoshim Chatata. The Yoshim cannot bring the Chatat. So this would seem to be saying the exact opposite of what we want. Right? The Chatat you can't bring after her death, and the Ola you can bring after her death. But as Rashi points out over here, that we have two Karbanot, we have an Ola and a Chatat. And Rashi says, the Chatat of a Yoledet is a Machshir. How do we know it's a Machshir? Because it makes her muteret to eat kodoshim. We know that the chatat of the yoledet, she didn't do anything wrong. We have the limud, we've seen this limud many times, about maybe why there is a reason that a yoledet brings a chatat. But in the most pashut sense, the woman didn't do anything wrong. The chatat she's bringing is not a chatat for kapara, but a chatat for hakshara, the makshirhu, to allow her to eat kodoshim. So Rashi says, if the chatat is a makshir, the ola must be mechaper. Because it says, echad chatat, vechad ola. So it must be that you have a mechaper coming and a makshir coming. It seems counterintuitive, but we know that the chatat of yoledet is not brought for kapara. That's the shita the chachamim. And Tosfos there claims, what does the word chatat mean? Chatat doesn't mean to come to take care of the chait, but chatat means that machzir, she loses out. Or she's missing something. So it's removal of something. It's taking away something. But over here, you have, based on that, what's the din? If she brought her chatat already, she still brings the olah. What's the olah? According to Rashi, it's the mechaper. The Ola is the Mechaper, you can bring that after she dies. On the other hand, if she brought the Ola, which is the Mechaper, and then she wants to bring the Makshir, they want to bring the Makshir after death, you can't bring it. You can't bring the Chatat after her death. There's a value in bringing Kapara, even after death, there's a value to it. But bringing a Makshir after death, what do you Makshir a person to do? There's no value in the Makshir afterwards. So what we're showing through this is that there is a difference in the din of Makshir versus the din of Mechaper. That the din of Mechaper is actually more Mekil than the din of Hakshara after Mitah. So we'll apply that over here as well.
The point is
that we see a differentiation between Kapara and Hakshara, that the din of Makshir is more Chamur than the din of a Kapara or din of Kapara, and that Kapara can go beyond. That there's a value in bringing a Kapara after death, there's no value in bringing a Makshir, and so too over here in our case. When the Makshir fails, when you say it doesn't work at all, then it's a useless Karban. The Karban is not valuable anymore. Kapara that fails, okay, even if the person's not, we see even without the Baalim, you can bring the Kapara. So even if it's done only Shema, then the Kapara is fine, the Karban will be fine. Just showing that type of differentiation between Kapara and Makshir, that Makshir has a much more strict din, that if it's not done right, it means you need the Baalim there, you have to do a Lishma, all of these things. It's not done right, it's nothing. That's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So now the Gemara says, "Matkif lo Rav Yehuda b'rei de Rav Shimon ben Pazi, machshirin nami lebehu datu l'achar mita." What are you talking about? You don't bring machshirim after mita. V'atnan, we have a mishnah, a mafrish ma'ot le'neziruto. Someone who separated money to bring the karbanot to nazir when he completes nezirut, which are three karbanot, which is shlamim, a chatat, and an ola. Lo nehenin ve'lo ma'olim. If the money was just left stam, the money you can't get hanah from it. That's mitzvah rabbanon. Ve'lo ma'olim, but you know also if you get benefit from it, you're not moel. Mipnei shiru'uyin lavo kulan shlamim, because all the money here has a possibility of being a shlamim. So if it's a possibility of shlamim, there is no mi'ila. It's also all the money has a possibility of being an ola, which would be problematic for mi'ila. So that's why we say lo nenin midrabanan, don't get any hanah from this money. But on the other hand, lo ma'alim, if you get hanah from the money, you really haven't been moel in hektesh, because the money could have been used for shlamim, and shlamim does not have a din of mi'ila. It's just it's Chalavim that have a din of mila once the dam has been zarak al mizbeach. So Mar says, on the other hand, Ayulo mate, if he passes away, Ayulo ma'ot stumim, and he had money that was undefined as to which karban it's from, yipludin nidaba. They all go to niva, they're all used for ulot. Mifurashim, on the other hand, if they were defined, he has a pile of money for his chatat, a pile of money for his ola, and a pile of money for his shlamim. In that case, dmei chatat, yolich le yama melach. The Dmei Chatat goes to Yam HaMelech, is thrown out like a Chatat HaMeitot. The Chatat where the Baalim are not around anymore, the Chatat goes to Ibud. So too, the monies that were designated for Chatat go to Ibud. Lo Nehenin, Velo Ma'alin. There's no, you shouldn't get enough from it. That's a Din Derabonon. But there is no Me'ilah because they are Holech Le'ibud. So Rashi says, Chatot HaMeot HaMot HaOchot to Yam HaMelech, Ein Ma'alin Behem De Le'ibud Gaimei. V'lav Kotche Gavoa Ninhu. They're no longer Kotche Kavoa. Dmei Olah. What do you do with the monies that were designated for? Oh, you have Behen Olah. Uma'alin Behen. And of course, you have mi'ila because it's an ola. It's the money's for an ola, so you have mi'ila. Dmei shlamim yavi behen shlamim. With the money that were designated for shlamim, you'll bring a shlamim. V'nechalim liyom echad. They're eaten only for one day because they have the din of a todah ve'el nazir. Ve'el nazir has a din of yom v'layla, like kochei kodoshim, even though it's kochim kalim. So you bring the shlamim with the din of nazir or a din of an el nazir, even though you will not bring with it the breads that go along with it. That you don't bring the lechem that associated with it. Ve'ein tunim lechem. As over here, we don't have lechem. The Tosfos quotes, Ve'ein tunim lechem. Avagav desamuch kabi Hashem mitzora shlo dishmau k'tani detoun nisachim. Whereas v'yesh lachalek ben nisachim d'shaykh b'chol karbanot l'lechem. Ve'od, kaper shekunchus, like Rashi says, over here, mishlom debin, and a kapeh nazir v'lecha. You have to do a tnufa, a kapeh nazir with the lechem, and since you can't do the tnufa with the kapeh nazir, then you can't have the lechem associated with it. Even though the Tosfos points out that we're going to see other karbanot you do bring, like an asham, you bring the Nesachim with him. So it says you differentiate. Nesachim apply to all karbanot, whereas lechem only applies to the todah. It's very unique. They would say shinoihu. It's a totally different category and area, and therefore you don't bring the lechem because it's mishuna. Something strange about this karban that you bring lechem, and here if you bring it as a shlamim, as a after the fact shlamim, you're not going to impose the lechem on you. Va'olah shlamim de nazir de machshirin inhu. The olah and the shlamim are clearly machshirin by the nazir, but ka'atul achar mita, and they're brought after. Here we just had the nazir died. He had this money designated. We're bringing olah and shlamim after his death. So how can you make such a differentiation between kapara and and being mafshir, when we see that mafshir is the same din, even achamita.
I have a better question about that, about the chatat. What do we say with the
chatat? The chatat goes to the Yamamela.
Why don't we say it should be mechaper after it's
mechaper? Although over there, it's not clear that there's kapara either by the chatat. The Rabbanon is that there is no chaita. The chatat is a little more questionable, but I agree. If you think it's kapara, then for sure you have a problem. It's now, Gemara says, Amar Papachi Ka'amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Let's amend Rabbi Yirmiyah's statement. Lo mashtinu hechshir kavua to the Baruch Armita. We don't find a hechshir kavua that's fixed. That comes after Mita. Udi Nazir, hechshir sheinu kavuahu. But the Nazir is not a hechshir that is kavua. Now, kavua here doesn't mean kavua zman. It means that it comes at a fixed time. But rather, it's a fixed purpose. That it always does this function. By the Hashem Mitzorah and the Hashem Nazir, the makshir over there is a makshir that always is the makshir. That is the makshir by the Yoledet. The Chatat is always the makshir. That's not true by the Nazir. Why? That if the Nazir cuts his hair on any one of the three karbanot, that means the Shlamim, the Olah, or the Chatat, that's sufficient. That's okay. Now, lechatchila, he should do it over the Shlamim. But, b'diavad, if he does it over the Olah and the Chatat, then it's also good. So none of these are a makshir kavua. None of them in and themselves is the makshir because any of them can function as a makshir. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, we amend the Miriam's and Rabbi Yirmiyah's statement saying that we don't find a makshir, which only, the only purpose of it is a makshir, is to be makshir the Adam. We don't find that that comes lachar mita. That's not true by the Nazir, because we find that the makshir can move around. The hechshir can move around between the different karbanot. So now meitavei. Now we have a question. Asham mitzora, shenishkat shelo lishmo, o shelo nitan midamo agave, behonot. The olah the gabei mizbeach goes on to the mizbeach v'taun nisachim. V'tzarich hasham acher the hachshiro. Here it is straight out. You have an hasham lo lishma. It's a good karban. You have to bring the sachim with it, and you have to replace it with a new hasham. Tiyufta the Rav. It's a very strong case against Rav, who was the first statement we had here that a mincha to omer that's brought lo lishma is no good, as well as an hasham mitzora and hasham nazir that are brought lo lishma are no good because they're machshirim. Over here you have an explicit brayta that says otherwise. You have an explicit brayta that says that if you do an Hashem Mitzorash, Lo Lishma, it's a good Hashem, it's brought on the Mizbeach, you bring the Sachim with it, but you got to bring another Hashem to take care of the Mitzorah. So this is directly against, as a Tana, Tanaic work against Rav. Tosfos points out of here, the Gemara could have answered Rav Tana Hu Apolik. But Rav's a Tana, and he argues on this, but the Gemara is only does that in choice places, doesn't do it everywhere. But here we have a Breita that goes against that first statement of Rav, so we have to Yufta de Rav. All right, we'll stop here.